Well, hey, thoughtful leader, welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. On this show, I interview purpose-driven founders, experts, and change makers who are making a real impact in the world. Want to be a guest? Simple. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click podcast. I'd love to promote your story to our audience of over 100,000 and across over 2,300 daily episodes and counting. Want to get booked on other great shows like this? Simple. Go to podverified.com and get your free guest authority score. Thousands of hosts are looking for high-quality guests, and PodVerified connects you the right way. Now, let's dive into today's episode. With us right now, it is Kalen Asher. Kalen, you're a business coach and founder of Success Made Simple. You are found on the web at kalenasher.com. Kalen, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Josh. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. So, hey, before we get going and talking about what Success Made Simple is and the work that you do, the impact you have in the world, what have you been doing for fun lately outside of work and, you know, kind of the typical mom duties and that sort of thing?
Yeah, well, as we record this, it is the middle of summer. So we are navigating the summer schedule. I've got a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old. Some days they're at camp, some days not. So we're spending a lot of time at the pool in our backyard. My work days are looking very different right now. And in a couple of weeks, we're heading up to our lake house where we're going to fully unplug. It is my happy place. Go paddle boarding and just do some hiking. It's going to be magical.
Yeah. What kind of lake? Is it like a chain of lakes or just
it's up like in
what kind of lake environment is it?
Yeah, it's up in the Berkshires in Massachusetts in the middle of the mountains. And it's a smaller lake. It's called Stockbridge Bowl. And yeah, it's so peaceful and quiet.
Oh, that's got to be great. Yeah, it's for anyone who's grown up in a lake environment. I was raised in West Michigan and lakes mm-hmm. everywhere. We had family members that lived on lakes, and boy, what great memories. So parents listening, get your kid out to the lake. If you can find one near you. You know, unfortunately, I live in Florida now. And that's the one thing they tell you when you move here is stay out of the lakes. Those are not swimming lakes. They have brain eating amoeba, apparently, and gators. So we let them, the brain eating amoeba and the gators, kind of rule the lakes here.
Yeah, stick to the ocean.
All right. So Kalen, talk about the work that you do. And by the way, to our friend that's listening, you can follow along. Just go to kalenasher.com. We have the link in the show notes. So you kind of see what's going on. And Kalen, I regretted to mention, or I didn't mention, you are also the host of the Soulful Business Show, a podcast. So to our friend listening, you can search around and you can find that show.
Yeah, thanks so much. So I'm a business coach. I've been a business coach for about a decade. I work primarily with women and some amazing men who are really looking for a way to shift their work in a more leveraged, scalable format. When I first started as a business coach, I was doing one-on-one coaching and was also a new mom. And I realized it was just taking up all of my time and energy. And I was creating a job for myself. And I really sat with, you know, who do I want to be as a business owner, as a visionary, as a CEO? And I shifted into a group model of coaching, and it shifted everything in my business. So now I work with experts, professionals, coaches to create group programs so they are not stuck in that one-on-one or done-for-you model, trading time for money.
Okay. So what types of, like, where is group work appropriate and who might not be a good fit? Can you help us define what a great group offer might be?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is something that comes up a lot when I'm working with clients, because they're like, well, I've been doing one-on-one. Does it really translate into the group model? And the truth is, a lot of times it does need to shift. If you are doing highly customizable programs or offers or deliverables, you might need to shift a little bit and either empower your clients to learn how to do the work you're doing on their own, or shift your model so it's more high level, or create an environment where you're bringing in, you know, coaches and experts alongside you in more of an agency model to support people in that way. So it does require often a little bit of a shift, but the benefit that you receive. I went from, having 10, 15 client calls a week to one call with all of my high-level clients. I got, 90% of my time back. And so it's really worth exploring if you're feeling that time crunch and you sort of hit that plateau where you can't grow anymore and you're not willing to put in more time, or you just don't have the time to put in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so what would be examples of program, and I want to make sure that I delineate this because not all client personas may be appropriate for groups. So for example, what we've learned with our clients historically, what we've been working with for the past 5.5, 6 years, is, they're running pretty significant companies. They're high six, low seven figure is kind of pretty common. And it's pretty challenging to get them to step into a group, depending on what the format is. I find that masterminds or connecting with other high-level leaders is valuable at that level. But it's a lot less kind of guide on the side as opposed to sage on the stage kind of group. Coaching. Do you mind maybe just defining a little bit more about thinking, about our friend who's listening, who might want to consider starting a group of some sort based on their expertise, and who might want to make some of those changes or pivots?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're absolutely right. I think the group model works particularly well for if your client base are at sort of an entry level or a mid level.
Absolutely.
Those very advanced clients do want those masterminds or those VIP containers where they're working really closely with the expert. And so what I've found, with my clients is that when they are like, for example, if they're a health coach, and I've worked with a number of health coaches over the years, they sort of hit a place where if they are specialized maybe in gut health, they're like, I am prescribing this same regimen for client after client after client, and it's not really tapping their expertise, it's not really tapping their creativity. They're like, you know what? I could create a program where it addresses this specific need within my niche and move people who require that information into that program, and then open up space to work with people who need that more high-touch, customizable program. Or if they need a little break from that, just lift it out altogether and have that group be their signature offer.
Yeah. So when you're working with a client, how do you step in? Like, what do you help them do that it might be a little bit more challenging for them to figure out and do for themselves? I mean, because it seems like on the outside, anyone might be able to say, okay, I'm just going to offer a group program. Okay, yay. Where are you helping them?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. And that's sort of how I started my first group. I was like, hey, I think I'll do group instead. And then I realized, like, oh, it would have been really useful if I had a framework for this process. So where we come in is we audit what you're doing right now. What does your work look like? How are you working with your clients? What might need to shift or change, and what can stay. So we sort of high level understand what's the transformation we're trying to get here, so that as we look at what is your signature framework, what is that curriculum that we're going to be building out, and what's the structure of the program. A lot of people come in and they think, oh, well, the longer the program, the more valuable it is. But in truth, and where I'm at in my business, I'm like, well, if I could get the results I want in 60 days instead of 6 months, I don't really care if the price point's the same if I can get that deliverable in 60 days. So, just re kind of quest making them question what are some of their preconceived notions of what a group needs to look like, so they can create a container that's really transformative for their clients, but also makes sense for themselves, so that they get to show up as the expert that they are and make sure it makes sense in the context of their lifestyle too, because that's a really big component of what we're working with our clients. We want them to shift into a business model that supports and enhances their life, doesn't detract from it.
Caitlin, can you talk a little bit about the numbers and the business model and kind of, what price points are we talking about, and like how does all of this work out into? Because I know you work with a lot of maybe a little earlier stage folks and helping them to create a kind of a stable or consistent six-figure income. So can you talk maybe about how the numbers generally end up working on a group coaching program?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we recommend to start sort of as a price anchor is $1,000 per month of your program. So if it's 3 months, it starts at 3,000. If it's 5 months, it's around 5,000. That's not to say it can't be higher, but we really want to challenge people to not think of a group as like a membership where it's $50 a month or $100 a month. We want them to really create a container that feels high touch, even if we're really being smart and systematic about what those touch points are. So when we're looking at that, let's say we help them create a $5,000 program and they're looking to make $100,000 over the year, then that would require 20 enrollments. So we're not necessarily talking about, oh, now we need to find 1,000 people for this group program. These numbers can be fairly small, especially if you're stepping into that high ticket price point of, 20 clients, maybe even 10 clients. If you're doing a really, high level mastermind that's $25,000, these can bring in six, multiple six, even seven figures as you embrace that group container.
And how does one go about attracting the type of clients that are going to be willing to pay those price points?
Absolutely. So, I mean, it's always wonderful to think about problems that your clients are already having so that you're not necessarily creating a brand new niche or a brand new needing to tap a brand new client. I know a lot of your listeners are established business owners. So reflecting on who are their clients and what are the needs of those clients so you can meet them inside that group container. So when it came in my case, when I shifted from one-on-one to a group model, it was because so many of my clients were showing up and talking to me about, I have a 3-day work week. And they were saying, I would love a 3-day work week. How do you make your schedule work when you're, a busy mom and a business owner and all of these pieces? And I thought, you know what? I'm going to solve this 3-day work week problem for them inside a group container. And so there was already buy-in and there was already interest because they were literally asking for it. And so I think it's really important to reflect on like what are your clients already asking for? And if you can create a really transformational offer that gets them that result and provides the pathway for that transformation, it's going to be an easy yes for them, even if it is, a high ticket price point, so to speak.
Yeah, and one final thing I'd love, Kaylin, to kind of get your perspective on. I think a 3-day work week sounds really nice for some folks, and I can say that I don't have a 3-day work week. But I generally only schedule appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. I generally, again, it's just all like internal stuff. So, and I really try to give myself more than just 2 off days over the course of a week. And I can tell you that I am just that for me, and there's a lot of evidence about the 4-day work week. I think a 3-day work week even sounds better. It sounds, but can you maybe just address, this concept of a 3-day work week? A, why? Well, you already talked about like how it's possible, but what are the benefits of this, or why might that be enough?
Yeah. Well, I mean, to go back in the history just for a beat, the 5-day, 40-hour work week started during the Industrial Revolution because they determined that a, man of working age, a 30-year-old male, had 40 good labor hours in him per week to do physical labor. So it is tied not at all to our current workforce or the way we currently work. So it's just such an antiquated process. But the reason it worked for me and how I found it was as I stepped into motherhood. It was just the season of life that I was in. And I thought, you know what would be amazing if I could figure out how to do my work, my business in 3 days and then have 4-day weekends so I could be a present mom with my kiddos. So I think it solved a problem for me in my lifestyle. It was like, okay, well, we need less childcare and I get to be there for those moments when they're growing up. And I don't necessarily prescribe a 3-day work week for every single business owner, no matter where you are or what you do, but I do think it's really important to reflect on what would feel good because I don't think we ask that question enough. And what would make sense? And so maybe it's, four full days and a half day on Friday. So you start your weekend at lunchtime on Friday instead of at 6 p.m. We can make these little changes and modifications to move more fully into alignment. And what I've found is the more intentional I become about the hours I work and the container in which I work, the more efficient I am, the more people respect my boundaries. I've had clients where they're like, you only work 3 days a week. How do you fit it all in? And it's like, well, it just naturally kind of the puzzle pieces land as they need to because I'm in integrity and living my values.
And there really is something to be said for honoring boundaries, whether it's with clients, team members, I mean, really anybody, right? And not feeling this pressure that, in order for us to be successful, you just have to clock more hours at work. That's not true. You can absolutely be way more efficient, and certainly there are a lot of great tools to help speed up what we can do now with AI-enabled tools. And then we can also surround ourselves with really smart people and who can help us shorten the learning curve, so we're not spending 80, 100 hours working on something that turned out to be not very fruitful. Well, a guide could have helped you with that. So kind of part of the value. All right, Kaylin, for our friend that's listening, and they would like to learn more about like what you teach, what you do, where can folks kind of dig into that a little bit more?
Yeah, so right on my website, you'll see on the homepage, you don't have to scroll, there is a free training all about how to make $100,000 or more a year with one Zoom call a week. That's kind of our clever way of saying group program, right? Going from all the client calls to that singular call. And so that's available if you're curious, if this sparked some interest in you, that would be a great place to start. It's about 20 minutes, pretty quick watch.
Nice. Kaylin Asher, your website, kaylinasher.com. And you've got some great resources directly on the website. I was going through your praise page as well, but certainly you can click on the free workshop, get the free training, and you can see, and you'll break it all down for them, Kaylin. Well, Kaylin, it's been a great conversation. Thank you so much. Anything else? Did we miss anything else?
I think we covered a lot in our 15 minutes. I feel good.
Great, great. Kaylin Asher, again, the founder, your business coach, your personal website, kaylinasher.com. Thanks, Kaylin.
Thanks, Josh.
If you've enjoyed this conversation, I'd love to invite you to share your message with the world at podverified.com, where thousands of podcast hosts and thoughtful guests are connecting the right way. Podverified helps match you with the right stages for your level of authority. No more wasting time on brand new shows that just aren't a fit. Your guest authority score is free, and so are your first two podcast matches. Come hang out with me there. I'd love to learn more about your business, support your mission, and help promote you far and wide. Just head to www.podverified.com to get started. And of course, if you'd like to be a guest right here on The Thoughtful Entrepreneur, just go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. Thanks for being a part of this movement. We rise by lifting others.